Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Trapp and Nick till 4 o'clock, full board coming up right now. So we got some topics we cover that you guys want to talk about. Let's talk about the most current of the issues that we were covering, which was the Johnny Manziel situation. And speaking of Johnny's, we have Johnny on hold. Johnny wants to talk about Manziel. What's up?
Hey, Joel, Travis. Hey, I just want to tell you guys, I love your show.
Appreciate that, man.
I listen to you all the time because I'm an IT engineer that's out in the field all the time, so I got that opportunity to listen.
We appreciate that, man.
Johnny Manziel, and Travis was mentioning how things could be from both sides of the court, you know, when it comes down to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I am absolutely one of the firm believers that, you know, we don't strike women. We don't strike other people. I mean, it's just not a way of solving things.
Oh, no, it never is. But that's exactly what I said. But I said a lot of times you get in some of these situations, what do you get? You get women who know they can't be struck back and provoke the same guy that they know already got anger issues.
No, but I mean, what I'm getting at is, I mean, when you said from both sides of the court, it just struck me inside because on a personal level, I've had that situation occur where about 10 years ago, this situation occurred that I was actually arrested 4 times for something I didn't do. And lo and behold, this was in a different county. I won't say what city, but it's north of us, like off of 45. I received a letter 5 years afterwards from the county with everything being dismissed and removed from my record because they did an investigation on this person. And that's a valid point that you brought up. I'm not saying that that's the case.
It's not the case in every situation. No, it's never that.
But
that's the key, Johnny. The big key there is the fact that, just like you said, every situation has its own unique set of circumstances. But no one should make assumptions based on sex, you know, what sex you are and who might be the instigator, everything.
Because like how Johnny is on the phone right now, you know, every situation, and they always get the situation of this going, like how you perceive it.
The perceived victim.
But what they don't realize is, man, I've dated them. You've dated them.
Yep.
Everybody's dated that one crazy girl that you'd be like, this girl is, she might be the shepherd for the devil or just a little bit off her rocker.
Yep.
And she fire on you. And all of a sudden you might even just restrain her or push her down. Like, listen, don't you put your hands on me. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden now you got to go to jail. They're looking at you as now you.
And as you said, we've all been there.
Everybody's been there. You know what I mean? Every man on planet Earth, unless you just found the perfect woman the first time you ever met her, every man has been, at some point, been in that situation.
Well, I can honestly say I'm working on a pretty good life right now, and my life's here in Houston again. So I'm glad I'm back down here, and I'm glad you guys at this station is on the air, because I never laugh so much on the BS of Granado and Salisbury, and then I get to listen to you guys. Y'all have more serious side, except when Barry's there.
Hey, Johnny, I got to tell you, too, you do listen to the show and you've learned from Juggalo Trey, because I like exactly how you said that. I'm not going to call out exactly where all this went down, but it is off I-45, just like Trey said. I'm not going to call out the exact Whataburger, but if you're on Chimney Rock, don't be doing it near the Galleria. We are so glad everything's working out for you. Have yourself a great weekend, and don't be a stranger, my friend. Great call, Johnny.
That was
Thank
a great
you.
Call.
Quentin, you also want to get in on the Manziel situation.
First and foremost, let me just say, I don't condone what Johnny did, but kind of like Travis, you mentioned earlier, you know, when you're dealing with crazy, and you know as well as I know, there's some crazy women out there that, otherwise you wouldn't strike a woman, but, you know, when there's times, they just put you in a situation where you just can't do anything but, fight or flight.
He said fight or flight. I mean, and like you said, I never condone hitting a woman. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I think they need to start teaching young girls from an early age that it's never okay to hit a man. I think it should, because domestic violence, I mean, I think that's probably the most underrated stuff reported on both sides as far as men hitting women, but women hitting men. You know what I mean? When you go back and think about, you know, we spoke on Lionel Richie earlier. His wife used to beat him up. You know what I'm saying? Like that, right. that should never be allowed. Like that right there is like.
Yeah, you take the sex of the individual out of it and just say to be a good human being.
Exactly.
Right, hey, Travis, you can attest probably to this, is that, you know, there's some women out there. You know, I grew up in an area where there's some women out there that can fight.
No question.
Put your hands on them, it's going to be on.
No question. You mess around, run up on Ronda Rousey or Cyborg.
I was thinking of some of
or
those,
Cyborg yeah. or one of them girls like that, and she mess around. If she mess around and hits you in your jaw, you sitting there like, hold on, man, a grown man just hit me. You got to think twice. You got to say, oh, man, call the police. I'm going down. But
down goes Travis.
Quentin, we appreciate you calling in, brother.
Down goes Travis.
No. I would never want to be.
Who'd have thunk it?
Man, I'm telling you.
Hey, man, I mean, I'm just saying, look, I think the best thing you said is it works both ways.
It works
and everybody
both
should
ways.
Be
no
educated
question.
Everybody's on the fact that from little on, understand that just has no place because of the fact that, like you said, we've all been there. And whether it's provoking or physical or spitting.
I tell my daughter every day, keep your hands to yourself. I said, because if you hit a man, you better be ready to be hit back. And I tell her all the time. That's why she in karate now, because she a little mean sucker. You know what I mean? See, I love her to death. That's my little mean. But she's slick at the mouth. But I'm like, dude, but if you ever hit a dude, you better be. I tell my girls this all the time. You better be ready to throw your set up and fight back.
Wow. Strong words from a parent in Travis Johnson. I like it. Doc, you want to get in here? What's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Man, good, sir. What's up?
Not a whole lot. Man, I was curious to what y'all were saying, and Travis just said it. And my wife, you know, we'd be talking a lot about a lot of the incidents that happen with women putting their hands on men. My wife has one of these rules that you never should put yourself in the place of a man, because you know what a man could do to you.
Exactly.
So, and you know, there we're no advocate of putting your hands on a woman. I just think that's totally wrong. But my wife, you know, when I teach, I got four. We have four sons. My wife has no daughters. So when I tell my sons, you don't put your hand on a woman. Something happened to my son in the fourth grade. And my son was like, Daddy said, I can't hit nobody back. And, well, my wife was like, no, if she put her hands on you, you put your hands back on her. Because my wife was, and she told this girl's mother the same thing, you know, in front of the principal, you shouldn't put your hands on a man. And that's all my wife kept saying, like with the incident with the guy up in Oklahoma, the running back up in Oklahoma and stuff like that. It's so many incidents that are happening, but I don't think, you know, that the girls are putting their hands. Now, the girls are putting their hands on him. Now, like I said, you should try to restrain yourself and walk away the whole nine yards, but you cannot put your hand on a man and expect for a man not to hit you back. I think that's wrong on a woman's part.
No, and we appreciate the call, Doc. And you know what? It's a very valid point. It's just that it's tough. I mean, when you hear a mom say to a son that if a woman
you get some places where I remember growing up in Englewood, one of our biggest bullies on the yard was a girl, and she used to beat dudes up.
Well, but at the same time, Trap, though, what you're saying is based on what we already said, which is the preconceived notion that it's always
the man's fault.
That
exactly.
If you encourage a boy that if a girl lays hands on you, that you go ahead and lay hands back, that's not going to put the boy in a very good situation.
No, it's not. But at the same time, you know, it's one of those hard lessons you got to learn sometimes.
Male and female, boy or girl, they're all kids. And at one point in your life, you were a kid trying to get through school so you could make something of yourself and get an education. Sometimes it didn't go right the first time. But if you need a second chance, and I can tell you that a lot of kids out there in the Houston area do, there's a program out there that can help them achieve the goals that they've set for themselves and their family wants them to achieve. It's called the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. And it's a phenomenal program run by you. And what I mean by that is you make the donations that turn into the profits that that can be used to give the resources to children to get a second chance for an education in the Houston area. It's a fantastic program, and all you got to do is look around your garage, your backyard, your driveway, and realize, working or not, if you got a motorcycle, a truck, an RV, a car, a trailer, just pick up the phone and say, you know what, I've been trying to get rid of that thing. I kept saying I was going to put it up on the internet or put an ad in Craigslist. Let's just do the right thing. Let's call Cars for Kids, 713-225-4226, or online, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let's let them do the dirty work, because all you do is call them and tell them you got something for them, you're done. All they do is they come out with a tow truck. They tow away what you got. They do all the paperwork. They take care of all of that so you don't have any hassles. And then on top of everything else, they give you a tax deduction, which is pretty much what you're probably going to get for it if they were going to actually someone was going to actually buy what you had on your property. So it's a fantastic win-win situation. Then once they get that vehicle in their hands, they turn it around, process it, and make sure that they can turn it into revenue so that they can use it to get eyeglasses, reading, you know, books, bus passes, warm meals, anything the kids need in order to help them survive and succeed in their second chance to get a quality education. Mention you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5, and you get a $50 gift card right off the top. It's always the right thing to do, whether the holidays or not. Be in a season of giving mode. Donate your car or vehicle to Houston Can's Cars for Kids program. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Travis, and Nick till 4 o'clock as we continue to roll through another F Yeah Friday show. F Yeah for anything football, fun, fantastic. We've had a lot of different things. Juggalo Trey was a huge stud early in the program, talking about his mishaps. We want, and Nick, at some point we got to, Trey, I know you're out there listening to us and taking calls, but also I need to get an update if Whataburger has responded to you at all because of the evil customer service that you were given today during the lunch hour. Someone who was, I mean, come on, we got enough people that, Johnny just called a little while ago and he said he's on the road all the time. Someone's got to go through a Whataburger drive-thru and at least can tweet us or text us the number for issues with Whataburger, so at least we have another option for Trey reporting how badly he was treated today, because we just can't have Trey treated badly. Although, if you want to call in and treat Trey badly, evidently it's what Trey wants, and he's having fun with that as well, too. But we are trying to make sure Trey's life is enlightened and absolutely better because of his experiences here on ESPN and with ESPN Radio. With that being said, we were talking about the Johnny Manziel situation. We've been talking about domestic violence. Kerry, you want to get in here? What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to reiterate on what Trap said about teaching your daughter something. Mm-hmm. You can hear me, huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Well, my daughter and her boyfriend, you know, they come to the house, you know, and she plays slapping and plays punching on the chest and stuff. And I tell her, you know, don't play like that, because one day it might get serious and you think you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my the way I, you know, kind of brought up my daughter, not to even play like that, you know, with a, not even with a boyfriend, you know. She's in kickboxing class in college now, and I tell her, don't use it. It'll kick in when you need to.
It'll kick in when you need it.
You agree with that?
Yeah, no question.
Well, my mom told my sisters from an early age, there's one way to make sure that the entire situation gets put on pause, and that right. She kick. My mom called them the Choogie Loogies.
The Choogie Loogies?
Kick them in the Choogie Loogies.
Why do you call it Chewy Loogies?
I don't know. My mom said it. I didn't.
Our boys call it the Weeder Whacker.
Why do they call it the Weeder Whacker?
The Weeder Whacker. They whack them weeds.
Oh, boy. And I knew that was coming.
The Weeder Whackers, man.
Yeah, but I mean, look, you know what? And it's,
what did your mom call yours growing up?
I mean, nothing like that. I couldn't, nothing like that. So
I'm going to tell you something else that just came to mind with what you, because you were saying, what'd you call it and all that. It brings back a memory that I don't think was very fond for any of us that were males in school at a young age. We had a dude in our class that started this quote-unquote fad where he called it a Chuck Man Wallace. And I don't know what his parents were teaching him, but my man would take a running start and pull the old Trump on you. He'd take a running start and drill you right in the grapes in the front and squeeze on him and say, Chuck Man Wallace, and keep on going. That dude was not a very popular kid.
No, not grabbing balls.
No, he should have been disciplined. That's what I'm thinking back now going, why didn't someone take this kid and say, man, son, you're going to have to be taught a little lesson here, but that is not the right thing to do.
Nowadays, that's sexual assault.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't know why it just popped in my head because we were saying because it was the weirdest name ever next to Chuggy Loogies, but yeah.
Chuggy Loogies. Why
my mom called them the Chuggy Loogies. I don't
why
know.
Why does she call
them?
Can we ask her?
I think it's hilarious.
Chuggy my sister's Loogies. Listening, and there's a very good chance in Wisconsin she is. Let her chime in because she probably had a better adult perspective on it.
Well, let's tell her to call in because I would love to hear why they were called the Chuggy Loogies.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we all know why they call Weedowackles. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you very much illicitly made sure that if they didn't, they do now.
Yeah, I mean, I tell myself all the time, man. When we talk about it, hey, man. Make sure when they first potty training, man, push your Weedowacker down, man. We don't want no pee on the floor, man.
Jeez.
You know what I mean?
What's worse, Nick? Weedowacker or Chuggy Loogies?
I don't know. They're both great, though. I think probably Chuggy Loogies.
Because you don't know what they mean. Like, Chuggy Loogies. Like, make sure you Chuggy Loogies in there tucked away good.
Like, see, I think like, if it's... She used it like in a sense where I don't think she'd say, "Hey, when you get out of the bathtub, make sure you do a good job drying the Chuggy Loogies." I don't that never popped up. But if you're gonna do a swift kick, you kick them in the Chuggy Loogies. I'm just saying, I can't ask her anymore. God bless my mom, and she's passed now. But I mean, that was her term. What do you want me to say?
Nah, my mom would call it a big head, no brain.
All right, Shay wants to get in here on this Manziel topic. What's up, Shay?
Calling because I haven't heard any female calling in. I feel like, yes, Johnny was wrong for hitting her, but she put herself in a situation to get hit. Like, don't provoke a situation, and then when the reaction you get is not what you're looking for, don't be surprised, and then all of a sudden you want to call 911 like the boy who called Wolf. Don't do that. But I was in a situation like that where I was minding my business, and me and my boyfriend got into a petty little argument. And he punched me.
Oh.
So I turned him back, and he pressed charges on me because I guess he just didn't expect me to beat him up like I did.
Oh, I see, Shay. You might got a mean Shay. Oh, Shay.
So I was going to say, wait, he instigated and you got charges, but then the rest of the story is that you took care of business.
Yeah, well, I got the charge because the police said I was the aggressor because I found my brass knuckles and I started beating him up. So I caught the charge. He tried to later dismiss it, but when I pled my case in front of the judge, because he was like 6'6", and he's like 3'10", and I'm only 5'7", and I'm 150. So therefore, I was scared for my life. Of course, I'm going to go find some brass knuckles.
Hey.
So,
I'll say this.
I just feel like
you were definitely in a different weight class, but you definitely did some damage. I'm not going to lie to you. But did you kick him in the Chuggy Loogies?
No, I did not. I have brothers. My brother says that is very, very disrespectful to kick anybody in their nuts. So they always say go for the temple, go for rib shots, or go for the face if you can get up there.
Hey, I told my daughter, hit him once down there, and then chop him dead in their throat or punch him in their throat. I promise you, half the time you might kill him.
Right.
You drill him in the Adam's apple, they're going to have all kinds of problems.
Yeah. You got to think about it.
I have a daughter, too.
Oh, man.
She does the same thing. She had a little bully, and she took care of him, but instead, she
didn't put on no brass knuckles.
I don't condone sticks. So you don't condone sticks, but you condone
the brass knuckles. I appreciate it. Hey, Shay, this is a great call. Appreciate it, man. Don't be shy. Call in again.
Shay's got a brass protractor. You got a brass protractor for the kid to pull out to the backpack. Funny. I'll tell you what, though, man. I mean, I can tell you this. The entire perspective on all of this changes when you actually have a child.
When you have children.
Yeah, because with my daughter now, she's only 15 months old. But, you know, Lisa and I are constantly contemplating about, you know, when she gets a certain age and as we, you know, work with her as she's growing up. And I can't even imagine, like, God forbid anybody tries to do anything to her. And first of all, you know, that it's going to be their ass. But at the same time, if I'm still alive. But at the same time, I can tell you this. She's damn well going to know how to protect herself, and she's going to know right from wrong, and she's not taking any crap from anybody either. So I think that's pretty much why she's 15 months old, and she's in her school, and she got reprimanded the other day because boys were taking her toys, so she was doing a full face grab and squeezing and pushing them down on the floor.
That's good. That's how she's supposed to.
That's a weird thing, too. So I was embarrassed by that, and I'm like, man, I can't have my daughter like doing the crusher claw, face grab, stuff them to the floor kind of thing. And the lady at the front desk said, see, but my daughter is smaller. And those same boys were doing it to her. And we worked with her at home so that she would do what your daughter's doing so that she learns from a young age not to take any crap from anybody.
It's a new day. Don't be embarrassed if she kicks anybody's ass.
Hey, my daughter used to beat up Chester's son all the time. I'll tell you, all the time.
Wow.
Hey, and my wife says her mama called him Beans and Franks.
I mean, and this is what I don't want is the final half hour to turn into still more names about your genitals, but at the same time, Slim Jim and the Twins, Twig and Berries.
Hey, the Choogie Loogies.
The Choogie Loogies, I'm telling you. Just always protect the Choogie Loogies. With that being said, Dre is on hold. He wants to talk about the bearded one. And by the way, Dre is on 290, which means that the pre-party was one that we probably missed. Probably would have been a spectacular interaction Dre and Trey.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah, the screening.
Yeah, that probably was something that we need to hear of all in itself.
We can always bring Trey back in here.
We need to get the actual personal perspectives on how personal it was when those two were going at it last Friday.
No question.
Yeah, okay, hey. So we'll work on that for you. We got a half hour to go on the show. I think we're still going to do Nick Picks as well, but this could be better than that, and we'll get to all of it and more. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
So we open it and we close it the same kind of way. We're bookending the show with Juggalo Trey.
So normally, during the 3:30 hour to 4 o'clock hour, we have our good friend and member of our team, Keenan McCardell.
Well, normally he's here all day on Friday.
Yeah, he's normally is here all day on Friday.
He gave us his word he was going to be here on Thursday.
Yeah, but he was he interviewed for a job, and he's actually, for all those who wonder where Keenan is interviewing for the Jacksonville Jaguars job, and he's second on the team in all-time receiving yards and catches to Jimmy Smith. And Jimmy Smith actually just tweeted a minute ago that he prays and he hopes that Keenan actually gets the wide receiver job. So from all those here at ESPN, we're hoping and wishing.
Member of our family.
We're hoping and wishing you get the
and
job.
A member of the Jaguars family.
If that's the job you want, then
and
I hope
Keenan
you
McCardell,
get it, brother.
You are not as sly as you think, because all we did is a little search-a-poo and looky what we found.
It wasn't really a search-a-poo. It was just me going on what's going on? Freaking
that's what I call your version of Choogie Loogies.
Choogie Loogies. Or Beans and Franks.
There you go. And Franks and Beans. And I want my baseball. And in the process of doing all of that, we uncovered the secret mystery that Keenan was giving us on text messages for the last couple days. But, Mac, we wish you all the best. Would be a perfect fit in a town that you know very well that knows you. So Keenan McCardell interviewing for the receiver's job for the Jacksonville Jaguars. You heard it from Travis Johnson first. He now will be joining Adam Schefter for the weekend to break stories surrounding the NFL. So as I alluded to as we started this segment, we opened up the show with our man Trey, who unfortunately was mistreated by Whataburger today, and we allowed him to tell his story because Trey is a member of our family, and we want to make sure he gets treated right. And he didn't do anything wrong. So we have sent several tweets the way of Whataburger. I just sent two more in the break. We're waiting to see if we can't get this thing rectified or at least someone to take care of business for Trey because he was mistreated. In the meantime, if you are a loyal listener to the show, like most of you are, Shay was even talking about how much she loves the show. And last Friday at Trailer Wheel and Frame, we ended up having a beatdown of sorts verbally by ways of Twitter between the ever so unassumingly polite and humble Trey and the ever so witty and hyper-intelligent man of his city and teams, Dr. Dre. And so without further ado, with Trey in the studio on mic 2, we have Dr. Dre on 290 chiming in on the hotline, and all parties are present. Dre, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
What it do, man? How you doing today?
Man, I'm just trying to make it, man. Trying to get these deliveries and pickups made out here in the woods.
All right. Well, I mean, can't beat a good living. You want to talk about the beard first, so let's get that out of the way. Let's see what you want to talk about with Harden, because then we want to get to kind of the kumbaya fest that we got at the round table.
Well, I know this ain't going to be a popular opinion in town, but, you know, I feel like Harden's putting on a show, you know. It's like Donnie Brasco. It's a fugazi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, a couple years ago when he didn't get the MVP, you know, he's out there, you know, he's just out there. He's not putting his face out there. He's not trying to interact with people. And now he's all, you know, he's found this new, I'm fan friendly and I'm media friendly. I'm giving balls to people and to the old lady the other night.
Saw that.
And,
yeah.
You know, he's a.
Yeah, he gave the game ball, in case you missed it, after the game the other night to Milwaukee to a lady that was celebrating her 100th birthday, sitting courtside, and then was posing for pictures and mugging and all that kind of stuff. So that's to Dre's point. So you're basically saying you're not buying what he's selling, but he's selling it to try and get the popularity contest?
Yeah, I mean, that's how he lost the MVP vote 2 years ago. And, you know, he claimed he was the people's champ. You know, that he was MVP of the players. But, you know, it feels like that's what he's doing. He's just putting on a front. I mean, I'm glad the Rockets are winning, don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. Season ticket holder and all that good stuff. But doesn't feel right. Doesn't seem genuine, you know, and I'm just calling it what it is, man, keeping it real. I think he's just putting on a little show. That's it.
All right, we appreciate that. And like I mentioned, just so there's no surprises, I got your boy in the studio here now. You guys had a very entertaining back and forth last Friday, and let's set the table first. You guys are both Cowboys fans.
We are. Yes, that is correct.
Right. And you guys, you know, Dre, you kind of is it fair to say you started it? I mean, because you guys,
he's
a Cowboy fan, but then you posted his picture or retweeted his picture, and then what was about Girl Scouts or something like that?
Yeah, I threw a little jab, and then, you know, he came back at me. You know, I took a few punches. That's cool. You know, I came back, threw a couple jabs, and threw a little hook on him, you know.
But at the end of the day, after the sparring session, you guys realized for the love of the show that you guys were able to just let it be just that, right?
Yeah, I got no problems with Dre on 290 at all.
All right.
I like Dre on 290. He brings a lot of great perspective, especially that James Harden take.
There you go. See, now we're actually getting a love fest out of the deal. You guys are following each other now. So are we safe to say that the worst times are behind us?
Doc?
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, it's just like fighting with your little brother, man. Yeah, you'll go back and forth. You'll hit each other. You wrestle, you know, and at the end of the day, you're like, okay, everything's forgotten, man.
Just don't hit him in the choogie-loogies, Doc, because those are fighting words.
Yes, sir.
I kind of wanted to hear a fight between them, like an on-air argument or debate or something.
Nick, see, that's just the evil side of
it. I wanted to instigate something.
Yeah, well, there's no need to instigate that. Well, we want to tell you guys both how much we appreciate both of you guys. Travis, are you adding anything?
You know what? I just the some of the banter was just so classic.
It was witty. Witty banter at its best.
It was what was it? Looked like he should be. What started it was Dre, you said what? That Trey should be selling Girl Scout cookies. Trey said something about your mom. He was killing you. The mom jokes was awesome. I mean, I haven't heard mom jokes like that since you playing the dozens back in the day. Like, Trey, both of y'all are real old school. Like, Dre, how old are you in real life?
I'm 42.
And Trey, you're how old?
21.
Oh, man.
Half his age.
Older to be his daddy. And it was... the greatest thing. If anybody can go back on Twitter, go back and look at their banter last week.
Yep.
It's one of the best Twitter beefs I've ever seen. And the crazy part is when they made up, it was like they were both singing each other's kumbayas all day. And I'm like.
And over Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Girl Scout cookies.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie? No one here is questioning that.
I like Thin Mints.
I'm a Thin Mint fan, too. Did you order some from
Yeah, I just got
Patrick
some
Crate?
From Crate over there. Yeah, okay. $8 for two boxes.
Two boxes. That's the greatest. I put mine in the freezer.
Sometimes I put them in the freezer, but I like to dip them in milk and leave them in the glass of milk for a little while.
Get them smooshy?
Yeah. Perfect.
So Thin Mints are your only one, or what else do you do?
Yeah, pretty much Thin Mints. Sometimes I'll cut them up and put them in ice cream, you know. Mouth's watering over here.
Making me want to go back. Dre, not, can you top that right now?
No, I didn't catch that.
Well, I don't know if any fly ball in the world was catchable off of that one, but we appreciate the love, and keep being doing what you're doing, being a fan of the show, because we appreciate you having you. Dre has been on our guest on the hotline. Trey, you can finish out the show. We just decided you're going to be able to finish out the show because you've had a good day for us because you had a bad day outside in the real world. So we're going to make sure we make some things happen for you. So we're going to even let you participate in the Nick Picks in the final segment as we cover the conference championship games with the spread and without, because we're going to do our best to not imitate the blitz and not give you any kind of official gambling advice.
Sports.
We're just going to give us our opinions. Right. And never do that or play Fridays on Friday, okay? Trey? Right. Otherwise, you're never going to be in here again.
Will not do it.
All right. We got one segment to go before we turn it over to the Blitz. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
So we open it and we close it the same kind of way. We're bookending the show with Juggalo Trey.
So normally, during the 3:30 hour to 4 o'clock hour, we have our good friend and a member of our team, Keenan McCardell.
Well, normally he's here all day on Friday.
Yeah, he's normally is here all day on Friday.
He gave us his word he was going to be here on Thursday.
Yeah, but he was but he interviewed for a job, and he's actually, for all those who wonder where Keenan is interviewing for the Jacksonville Jaguars job, and he's second on the team in all-time receiving yards and catches to Jimmy Smith. And Jimmy Smith actually just tweeted a minute ago that he prays and he hopes that Keenan actually gets the wide receiver job. So from all those here at ESPN, we're hoping and wishing.
Member of our family.
We're hoping and wishing you get the job.
A member of the Jaguars family.
If that's the job you want, then I hope you get it, brother.
Keenan McCardell, you are not as sly as you think, because all we did is a little search of poo. And looky what we found.
It wasn't really a search pool. It was just me going on freaking
that's what I call your version of Chuggy Loogies.
Chuggy Loogies. Or Beans and Franks.
There you go. And Franks and Beans. And I want my baseball. And in the process of doing all of that, we uncovered the secret mystery that Keenan was giving us on text messages for the last couple of days. But, Mac, we wish you all the best. Would be a perfect fit. In a town that you know very well that knows you. So Keenan McCardell interviewing for the receiver's job for the Jacksonville Jaguars. You heard it from Travis Johnson first. He now will be joining Adam Schefter for the weekend to break stories surrounding the NFL. So as I alluded to as we started this segment, we opened up the show with our man Trey, who unfortunately was mistreated by Whataburger today, and we allowed him to tell his story because Trey is a member of our family, and we want to make sure he gets treated right. And he didn't do anything wrong. So we have sent several tweets the way of Whataburger. I just sent two more in the break. We're waiting to see if we can't get this thing rectified or at least someone to take care of business for Trey because he was mistreated. In the meantime, if you are a loyal listener to the show, like most of you are, Shay was even talking about how much she loves the show. And last Friday at Trailer Wheel and Frame, we ended up having a beatdown of sorts verbally via ways of Twitter between the ever so unassumingly polite and humble Trey and the ever so witty and hyper intelligent man of his city and teams, Dr. Dre. And so without further ado, with Trey in the studio on mic 2, we have Dr. Dre on 290 chiming in on the hotline, and all parties are present. Dre, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
What it do, man? How you doing today?
Man, I'm just trying to make it, man. Trying to get these deliveries and pickups made out here in the woods.
All right. Well, I mean, can't beat a good living. You want to talk about the beard first, so let's get that out of the way. Let's see what you want to talk about with Harden, because then we want to get to kind of the kumbaya fest that we got at the round table.
Well, I know this ain't going to be a popular opinion in town, but, you know, I feel like Harden's putting on a show, you know. It's like Donnie Brasco. It's a fugazi, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, a couple years ago when he didn't get the MVP, you know, he's out there, you know, he's just out there. He's not putting his face out there. He's not trying to interact with people. And now he's all, you know, he's found this new, I'm fan-friendly and I'm media-friendly. I'm giving balls to people and to the old lady the other night.
Saw that.
And,
yeah.
You know, he's a...
Yeah, he gave the game ball, in case you missed it, after the game the other night to Milwaukee to a lady that was celebrating her 100th birthday sitting courtside. And then was posing for pictures and mugging and all that kind of stuff. So that's a Dre's point. So you're basically saying you're not buying what he's selling, but he's selling it to try and get the popularity contest?
Yeah, I mean, that's how he lost the MVP vote 2 years ago. And, you know, he claimed he was the people's champ, you know, that he was the MVP of the players. But, you know, it feels like that's what he's doing. He's just putting on a front. I mean, I'm glad the Rockets are winning, don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. Season ticket holder and all that good stuff. But just doesn't feel right. Doesn't seem genuine, you know. And I'm just calling it what it is, man. Keeping it real. I think it's just putting on a little show. That's it.
All right, we appreciate that. And like I mentioned, just so there's no surprises, I got your boy in the studio here now. You guys had a very entertaining back and forth last Friday. And let's set the table first. You guys are both Cowboys fans.
We are. Yes, that is correct.
Right. And you guys, you know, Dre, you kind of is it fair to say you started it? I mean, because you guys, a Cowboy fan, but then you posted his picture or retweeted his picture, and then what was about Girl Scouts or something like that?
Yeah, I threw a little jab, and then you know he came back at me. You know, I took a few punches. That's cool. You know, I came back, threw a couple jabs, and threw a little hook on him. You know.
But at the end of the day, after the sparring session, you guys realized for the love of the show that you guys were able to just let it be just that, right?
Yeah, I got no problems with Dre on 290 at all.
All right.
I like Dre on 290. He brings a lot of great perspective, especially that James Harden take.
There you go. See, now we're actually getting a love fest out of the deal. You guys are following each other now. So are we safe to say that the worst times are behind us?
Oh, yeah.
Doc?
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, it's just like fighting with your little brother, man. Yeah, you'll go back and forth. You'll hit each other. You wrestle, you know, and at the end of the day, okay, everything's forgotten, man.
Just don't hit him in the choogie loogies, Doc, because those are fighting words.
Yes, sir.
I kind of wanted to hear a fight between them, like an on-air argument or debate or something.
Nick, see, that's just the evil
side of you. I wanted to instigate
something. Yeah, well, there's no need to instigate that. Well, we want to tell you guys both how much we appreciate both of you guys. Travis, are you adding anything?
You know what? I just, the some of the banter was just so classic.
It was witty. Witty banter at its best.
It was, what was it? It looked like he should be, what started it was, Dre, you said that Trey should be selling Girl Scout cookies. Trey said something about your mom. He was killing you. The mom jokes was awesome. I mean, I haven't heard mom jokes like that since you played in the dozens back in the day. Like, Trey, both of y'all are real old school. Like, Dre, how old are you in real life?
I'm 42.
And Trey, you're how old?
21.
Oh, man.
Half his age.
Older to be his daddy. And it was the greatest thing. If anybody can go back on Twitter, go back and look at their banter last week.
Yep,
it's one of the best Twitter beefs I've ever seen. And the crazy part is when they made up, it was like they were both singing each other's Kumbayas all day. And I'm like,
and over Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Girl Scout cookies.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie? No one here is questioning that.
I like Thin Mints.
You're like, I'm a Thin Mint fan, too. Did you order some from
Yeah, I just got
Patrick
some
Crate?
from Crate over there. Yeah, okay. $8 for two boxes.
Two boxes. That's the greatest. I put mine in the freezer.
Sometimes I put them in the freezer, but I like to dip them in milk and leave them in the glass of milk for a little while.
Get them smooshy?
Yeah. Perfect.
So Thin Mints are your only one, or what else do you do?
Yeah, pretty much Thin Mints. Sometimes I'll cut them up and put them in ice cream, you know. Mouth's watering over here.
Nick, oh, you want to go back? Drake, can you top that right now?
No, I didn't catch that.
Well, I don't know if any fly ball in the world was catchable off of that one, but we appreciate the love, and keep being doing what you're doing, being a fan of the show, because we appreciate you having you. Dre has been on our guest on the hotline. Trey, you can finish out the show. We just decided you're going to be able to finish out the show because you've had a good day for us because you had a bad day outside in the real world. So we're going to make sure we make some things happen for you. So we're going to even let you participate in the Nick Picks in the final segment as we cover the conference championship games with the spread and without, because we're going to do our best to not imitate the blitz and not give you any kind of official gambling advice.
Sports.
We're just going to give us our opinions. Right. And never do that or play Fridays on Friday, okay?
All right.
Trey, otherwise you're never going to be in here again.
Will not do it.
All right. We got one segment to go before we turn it over to the Blitz. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.